I am always looking at you. When you think no one is noticing you, I always am a step or two behind. Ah, your love too meek, beautiful, unspoiled. Thus I'm so sad, I suffer, and so happy it hurts. The distance between us is so thick. I want nothing to ever hurt you and destroy what doesn't know its place with you. What you would think if you knew how I felt. How tempting you are. What you do to me. What I would do to you. Would you simply smile, not saying a word? Even curses from your mouth would be as beautiful as pearls. Even your walk is hypnotic. When you sleep, I find it the most wonderful. Unconscious, yet so at peace with my touch. I place my hand on your face as though we were to kiss. Occasionally succumbing to my needs and seeing what others don't have the privilege to see of you. Mine and mine alone. Trembling with ecstasy, I obscenely take in the sights, the smells, the taste of you. Isolated for now, but soon I'll be much more intimate. I must taste the warmth of your body for myself. I want you to have all of me, and I all of you. How would you scream? Would you shriek in a mixture of pain and pleasure? Or tremble in your hushed voice, overcome by the ecstasy of all of our pent-up love and desires? You can't know the maddening hunger I felt in the midst of our kisses. So many of them I've lost count. The hunger in me for the taste of your flesh. The want for the song of your moans. The thrust of your hips. Oh, what euphoric heights would I reach, having my desires fulfilled like a greedy, gluttonous cur. To have all of you, and without any fear giving you all of myself. I long too for your cherry-tinted cheeks, tasty enough to bewitch my tongue. I would surely be healed and would be satisfied and at peace. And how tender is your ear? It brushes against my cheek. I want it to creep up into my lips so I can sink my teeth into its flesh. Your left ear, always hearing words whispered sweet as pie. I want it to hear my true feelings. I could never lie to you, no, but I do have my secrets. Ah, but what you must think of me? Do you hate me? Are you afraid? No, I doubt that. I know truly deep down you love me as much as I love you, as though inviting you to the lust at the play's end, if you wish. You could destroy me. I wouldn't care. As you wish, you may destroy me. It would bring me great pleasure.